RSW, 1480 AM and W259 BJ, 99.7 FM, Warsaw, Indiana. This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM, 1480 AM, online at newsnowwarsaw.com and at the News Now Warsaw app. Here's your host for Tiger Talk, the radio voice of Tiger Sports, Roger Grossman.
Good morning. Happy Saturday to you and yours. We are into February already. The basketball season for the girls' basketball team finished up on Tuesday with a heartbreaking loss to Northridge, 57-55, and a last-second shot taken by Northridge to win that game. The boys then lost a heartbreaker on Thursday as they went to Mishawaka, got beat at the buzzer in overtime in that game. So it's been a difficult week and not a lot of fun for Tiger basketball this week. But we're going to talk with both coaches. Lenny Krebs will join us. We'll talk about his season, talk about the game on Thursday, talk about the future of Lady Tiger basketball, which, of course, is very, very bright. So we'll talk with him first. And then Matt Moore will join us, recap Thursday's game, preview today's game at Chesterton, which starts at 1 o'clock and we'll have coverage at 12:55 on News Now Warsaw. Let's go back and look at some of the girls' scores from last night. At Washington, Adams and Washington advanced. At Northridge, Elkhart gave Northridge a hard time, but Northridge still advances 56-45. They'll play Penn in the championship. Penn beat Goshen 55-20. At Carroll, Carroll of Fort Wayne, who we did not get to play because of illness once and because of the tight schedule at the end of the season, Fort Wayne Carroll is into the championship of their own sectional. They beat Fort Wayne North, who the Lady Tigers open up with this year, 63-38. Snyder awaits them in the championship. Snyder beat DeKalb 66-39. At Columbia City beat Huntington North 59-43, and Homestead beat New Haven 69-26. So as expected, the big showdown between Columbia City and Homestead will be tonight at the new Columbia City gym. At Rochester, Bremen beat Culver Academy 42-31, and Valley held off Rochester 43-40. At New Prairie and Clay advanced. Jimtown and St. Joe were knocked out. At West Noble, Northwood beat West Noble 46-23, and Fairfield beat Wawasee 40-34. At Maconaqua, Ray Davis and his Maconaqua Lady Braves knocked out by a really good Norwell team 71-32. Belmont beat Northwestern 49-33. At Eastside, it was Fremont over Westview 54-32, and Central Noble beat Prairie Heights 54-27. At North Miami, Cass and Winnemac advance. At South Adams, Lures beat Bluffton 54-44, and Whitco won again. They beat South Adams 77-65. At Culver, Marquette Catholic beat Orga Davis 66-44, and Triton beat Argus 44-37. At Lakewood Park, Bethany Christian beat Hamilton 52-29, and Blackhawk beat Lakewood Park 56-52. And at Northfield, Southern Wells beat Lakeland Christian 45-33, and Northfield beat Southwood 51-42. This afternoon, the boys basketball team will be at Chesterton. Again, that's a 1 o'clock start. We're on the air at 12:55. And we will talk with Lenny Krebs about the girls' season, which was a really interesting ride for everybody involved. We'll find out what he thinks about it looking back now. That's coming up next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Here we go. You know why to go to R&B Car Company, right? 90 days till your first payment, $3,500 minimum for your trade. And with locations in South Bend, Warsaw, and now Fort Wayne, you need to find out why we are where you ought to be. Because financing available with any kind of credit, we've got banks that cater to everyone. No matter the need, from compacts to big honking diesels, fast and friendly service, and the best deal bottom line. So shop now and get pre-approved at rbcarcompany.com.
Our area lakes might be cold and ice could be forming, but now is the time to dream ahead to next year for a great time on the water with help from Splendor Boats. If this past summer you thought about taking your family's summer to the next level, make plans now to see the experts at Splendor. You can buy your pontoon, custom-built catamaran, or boat accessories at Warsaw's only marina on East Winona Avenue, or visit the original Splendor Boats location on State Road 15 in Silver Lake, and online at SplendorBoatsWarsaw.com. Splendor Boats thanks you for a great year and looks forward to serving you even better in the years ahead.
Basketball is a game where your team could play man defense, zone defense, motion offense, press. You could focus on shooting threes or scoring in the post. Whatever strategy you use, in order to win the game, your team needs a head coach with an effective game plan. We at Alder for Bergen can help you develop and implement a financial game plan for your family's future.
Let Alder for Bergen be the head coach of your financial planning team. Alder for Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at alderforbergen.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
You're listening to Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM and 1480 AM. Let's talk girls basketball with head coach Lenny Cripps.
Tiger Talk on News Now Warsaw, brought to you by R&B Car Company. With Lenny Krebs for the final time this season after the girls were knocked out of the tournament on Tuesday by Northridge. And you knew when the draw came out that a good team was going to get knocked out in that very first game, and it just happened to be your girls.
No, we knew that. I don't follow the media much, but I do know the talk was it was going to be one of the best games in the state in the first round. And I know it's unfortunate that it happened to be in our tournament, but I still wouldn't take back that first round game. I think it's a game that, you know, whichever team won was going to gain an awful lot of momentum moving forward. I think Northridge is going to be hard to beat. They've got a lot of momentum right now. And that very easily could have been us. And that's why I still like that hard game, the first round. I'll still take it over a bye. I'll still take it. It's a tough way to go out. I'm proud of our kids. I'm proud of how hard we fought. This is a tough one for me to swallow right now.
Twice in the game, right at the very beginning and towards the end, you had big leads and the girls just couldn't hang on because Northridge just kept making plays.
You know, we have to take this and learn from it and how we can keep other teams from getting momentum at key times. You know, we had some ill-timed shots and then in the fourth quarter that I feel like I think the girls wish they would have had back that maybe we shouldn't have taken. And realizing the situation and realizing what we need at that point in time. And part of that comes from the sideline, part of that comes from them and their experience, because not everything can be communicated in the spur of the moment, in a heat of the moment, in a loud gym. And that's the learning curve that we're on right now. You look back, should we have won? Everybody's going to have an opinion on that. I'm going to remember their 14 to 18 year old kids who are out there trying their best to do what you want them to do in an environment that was loud. Great environment, by the way. Fun game. Who would have thought the gym would be packed like that? It's been a long time since we played in a gym that was just packed and it was loud and rocking. But we have to get better at those types of things. You know, we had an 8-point lead early. We knew that 8-point lead wasn't going to, they were going to go on a run at some point. That wasn't going to last. We have to do a better job of finding ways to counter those runs and limit those runs so that we can maintain a lead. You know, you go back in Northridge, come back and took the lead at one point in the third quarter. We answered it. You know, those are the types of things we have to do, and we're capable of doing that. Like I said, this one is a hard one for me to process right now. It hurts, and you're really the only person I've talked to about this up to this point. I'm going home, going into my cave, and just processing this whole season. It was a long, hard season, but it was a rewarding one. I'm proud of the girls and what they accomplished. You know, once again, we're going to get that sectional championship. You know, I told you after 4 years of finishing second in conference that we were going to get that conference title. We've gotten three in a row now, and I'm telling you, we're going to get that sectional, and it's going to happen here soon.
Okay, so let's talk about the season as a whole. I've asked you at a couple different points during the season, was that stretch before Christmas, that nine games, which turned to be eight games, where your only home game was Columbia City, and you went 3-5 in that stretch. Was it too hard? And you put me off. Now I'm going to ask you again, looking back on it, was that stretch too hard, or did it ultimately make your team better?
Can I put you off again? No, I'm just kidding. You know what? It made us better. I'm a firm believer of that. You go back, and when I say us, I mean all of us, players to coaches, because that stretch of games made us realize that we couldn't play the style of game that we wanted to play And therefore, what you saw after that stretch was a completely revamped type of team where we were playing differently offensively, we were playing differently defensively. And I don't think we get to that point without that tough stretch. And I do believe that the changes that were made were for the best. It also took that stretch for our kids to realize what it takes to get to where they want to go. We could have played a schedule that made us feel good about where we were. But I'm also going to take the approach that this is a multi-year process with the kids we have, and it was going to be worth it, and I still think it's worth it to go do that type of thing. If we go and do that again next year, I think we get some different results because they understand what they're getting into. The first time you do anything that's hard, you're gonna have some failures. And those failures don't have to be final. And I don't think the 3-5 stretch is a failure that's final. I think it's a continuous learning curve, a continuous process of where we continue to get better. Those young kids needed to experience that just so they can see what it takes to get down there and play late in February. Looking back on the season, if I had to do it again, I'd do it again.
For you, what is the one or two areas that you saw these girls grow the most in over the course of the whole season? Because, again, really tough start to what was going to be a very exciting season. Abby Peterson's not going to play. Ava goes to Tippecanoe Valley. You graduated your best defensive player in the half court in Zoe. And you went from having a very stable lineup to starting over in a lot of ways. And then you lose Kyra at the beginning of the year, and even more so.
You know, I'm going to go back and use a couple words here that I'm big on words as far as using the right word for the right moment, the right meaning. It was not a fun year at times because of all the changes, all the things we had to navigate. Not just Abby not playing, Ava leaving, Zoe graduating. Not just that. You start to deal with Delaney gets hurt early before we even start the season. Kyra goes down 3 games in. Trying to get the kids to understand how to play together when their talent level allows them to be successful individually in a lot of games. That's not always fun. As a coach, you've seen me frustrated with some of those things throughout this journey. But it was rewarding. Totally different word, totally different concept. You and I know as parents, some of the most rewarding times are just on the other side of something that's not fun and is hard. I still look at the season and go, it was a rewarding season. We figured a lot of things out together. We figured out things that are going to benefit us down the road. Because like I said, this is a multi-year process in my mind of putting these pieces together. And I think that 3-5 stretch was a key stretch for continued growth. I think the ending we had was a key, winning conference, winning those games against Northridge and Homestead. And even more so, I think the loss to Northridge is going to motivate these kids. They're a passionate bunch that doesn't take much like to motivate them. And I think you're going to see them use this fuel for fire. They saw some of the things that happened during the course of that game. And, you know, if things go how we think they're going to go, we could be hosting sectional next year with 6 starters back. I say that in all honesty. People are, how can you start 6? Well, you know, once we put Kyra back in the mix, we've got 6 starters back. And hopefully a bench that's a year older, a year more developed, a year farther along in the process. People often forget one senior. You know, you go back to that Northridge game in sectional. Their seniors were making plays down the stretch, you know. Big shot by Miller. Cross made big plays down the stretch. Those seniors are making big plays. I'm not an excuse maker. I'm not going to use youth as an excuse, but at the same time, it's hard to duplicate experience. You and I know that from life. Experience means an awful lot. I just read a newsletter where it said, you know, some decisions are like hats. You try them on, you don't like it, you put it back, you put another one on. Some decisions are like haircuts. Once you have a haircut, you might have to live with it for a little bit if it's messed up, but a year from now, it's not going to make a difference. And some decisions are like tattoos. They're permanent. There's a permanent consequence. You know, that this stretch right here is just a bad haircut. A year from now, no one's going to remember it other than our kids, and we're going to learn and we're going to grow from it. I'm excited to see where we're at. I can tell you personally, this has been an exhausting season, probably the most exhausting I think I've ever been coaching. I'm going to take a couple of days. I'm getting ready to leave and head down and watch my daughter play today. She's got a game. And so I'm going to get away. We're going to get away from each other for a little bit, but I promise you we're going to come back and we're going to get these pieces right and we're going to figure it out.
Let's talk about your senior, Delaney Villema.
You know, Delaney, once again, we've had this conversation. Name how many kids here, how many kids in any program remain part of a program when they haven't been a varsity player until partway through their junior year or even their senior year. It's hard to find in today's world because they want that instant success. They want that instant result. They want that role that they want. And if you're not going to give me the role I want, I'm going to go find it someplace else. We've seen that before, not just in girls basketball, here in every sport. That speaks volumes to her character. And, you know, Delaney had a tough week. She was actually sick on Monday, missed school, had a 101 degree fever, stayed home, didn't want to come around and get people sick. She showed up Tuesday on game day, and you could tell she still wasn't over that. You could tell just by looking at her. But by golly, the kid showed up and gave what she had. And you know, that's what life is about. You show up and you give your best that day. Sometimes your best isn't what it normally is, but you show up and you give your best that day. And that's what I can say about Delaney. Love that kid dearly. She's going to be a success in life because of the attitude and the character that she has. Just proud of her and the leadership she provided as a senior. She's a kid that we can look back and go, when you don't like your role, you can still accept it and you can still star in it. Delaney's an example of that. I'm just so proud of her and all she's done for Warsaw girls basketball.
As we kind of do a state of the program here at the end of the season, one of the challenges that you have is with only one senior, there's only one spot available now for the varsity, and you had some JV girls that had pretty good years. You had a freshman team that got to play. There'll be some girls that are going to want to move up. How do you manage all that?
You know, I think that's a good problem to have when you have to start competing to get what you want. We live in a society that doesn't always reward that competing. And our big thing is making sure our girls understand that they're not competing against, they're competing with. We're competing with each other to make ourselves better. You know, you and I understand that iron sharpens iron concept from being men of faith. And you know, that's what it is. It's iron sharpening iron. And that's what we want. 2 years ago, we were in a position where we didn't even field a freshman team. And you could tell that we didn't have a freshman team because we weren't always competing. People were put in spots because that was just, it was there for them. We want our kids to have to compete. And you say there's one spot available. I'm saying every spot's open. That's the coach speaking to me in a sense of you. Things change from year to year. We've seen that. You want it, go compete, go get better. And I think we're going to see some kids start to understand that. We've got some great young kids who want to get better. you know, we're excited to have some more size and Kaylee and Cassie coming through. You know, we've got Madison Branham, who's a current eighth grader, who's got some size to her. Will, she'll fit the picture. That remains to be seen, but it's been a while since we've had some of that size. You know, Abby Sander probably spoiled us for several years being 6'1" and cleaning up on the boards the way she did. But ultimately, we want our kids to have to compete for what they get and not think it's just going to be handed to them. And that's today's society. You have to go compete in the real world. So we're excited about where we're at. I know it doesn't sound like I'm excited right now. That's the fatigue talking. But I'm excited where we're at. I'm excited where we can go. Like I said, one senior graduating, six starters back, and we're looking forward to what we can do. We're gonna get some time away, and we'll come back in April and get going. I do also want to mention the three senior managers. By golly, love those three girls dearly and their servants' hearts. But, you know, the program is in a great position in my mind. We're ready to show people that we can take that next step and not just win a sectional, but make a deep tourney run.
Okay. It's been fun working with you again this season.
I appreciate that. I just want to say thank you to you, too. You're a blessing for not just the program, but for me as a person. Our counseling sessions where I come down and sit on your couch during the school day. And, you know, we joked I was going to put a sign outside your door like you see on Peanuts where it says the doctor is in. I just appreciate you and love you dearly. And I just want to say thank you for all you do for the girls basketball program.
The couch in there will always be open for you, pal. Thank you so much for your time, and we'll see you soon.
Yep, thank you.
Lenny Krebs and the Lady Tigers on Tiger Talk for the final time this school year. When we come back, we'll talk with Matt Moore about Thursday's game and preview Saturday's game against Chesterton. That's coming up next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on Newstown Warsaw.
In addition to Crossroads Bank's easy personal checking accounts, Crossroads Bank also offers easy business checking accounts. Call, visit their website, or stop in to see them in Columbia City, North Manchester, Peru, South Whitley, Syracuse, Wabash, or Warsaw. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads Bank.
Traveling, double dribble, personal foul, all bad things in basketball. Spotty dishes, rust stains, dry skin, and hair. All bad things when it comes to your water. Rab Water Systems All-Star Team can help you eliminate your water penalties. Home of the non-electric Kinetico, which provides clean, clear water 24/7 without electricity. Call or visit rabwater.com to fix your water.
When you need a new mattress, choose Sealy, America's number one mattress brand. Hi, this is Andy. Featuring great support and quality, Sealy offers comfort for every budget. And Reinhold's Furniture in Warsaw has a complete line of Sealy mattresses, along with the latest models from Stearns & Foster and Tempur-Pedic. And pair your new mattress with a powered adjustable base for the ultimate sleep experience. Reinhold's Town Square Furniture, your friends in the furniture business.
At Rock Hill Pinnock, our attorneys are experienced in all areas of family law. Yes, we have a lot of experience in court dealing with highly contested divorce-related disputes, but we have even more experience in negotiating solutions to get you through those tough patches in life. From prenuptial agreements to adoptions, our family law attorneys have the knowledge and the common sense you need. For a consultation concerning your family law needs, call 267-6116. Rock Hill Pinnock, lawyers you can count on.
Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company in Warsaw, on News Now Warsaw, continues as Roger is joined by boys basketball coach Matt Moore.
Tiger Talk on News Now Warsaw with Matt Moore, the Warsaw boys team. We lost on Thursday in a heartbreaker, 56-54 in overtime at Mishawaka. And boy, that was a game that felt like you won and lost several times.
Yeah, I mean, it's ebbs and flows, right? And that's the game you play. Anytime you're in the NLC and on the road, I've said this a couple times this year, the refs write the rules every night and you've got to adjust to how they're going to call the game. And we had some calls that didn't benefit us, but at the same time, I thought we made plays to be in a position to have a chance, and we just didn't get enough stops down the stretch.
One of the things that's kind of become a theme here is that teams are beginning to get really physical with your guys, especially down in the post. And you talked about it after the game on Thursday. We got to get better at dealing with that. How do you do that in the middle of a season?
I mean, that's the magical question, right? I think a lot of people who don't coach don't understand maybe how difficult that piece of the puzzle is, because it's not necessarily a moving target. It's an invisible target, and you're trying to deal with 16 to 17 year old guys that, you know, have just a range of emotions, that are competitive, that want to win, that you know, are trying to figure things out and trying to piece those things all together, are the challenges in coaching. But I think a lot of it starts with, you know, I think how guys view themselves as part of the group, and they have to take more ownership of their role and what they can add value-wise. And I think that's something that a lot of guys just stayed neutral. And I think that's a scary place to be in life and in competition, because you're not very bold, therefore you're not taking chances, and you don't have opportunities to fail. And we often say, like, you know, victory honors the bold, and you have to be willing to go fail in order to do something significant. And I think that's right now the challenge we're going to have for our guys, is can they put themselves out there to be able to have a chance to be successful, knowing that you might fail along the way.
Is that such a thing that one guy can have it and spread it, or is that something that you all have to have it or nobody has it?
Yeah, I think it can manifest itself in a few ways. I think if you're somebody, you know, Carson and Drew Sullivan are two examples for me that, you know, I look at them as very mentally tough players and mentally tough people. Physically, they compete, but it takes a lot more to break those two than most other guys. And I think their ability to kind of give reassurance to guys that may not be as confident. Both of them, you know, Drew on the football and basketball side, have been in a lot of big moments, and Carson now as a 3-year starter has been in a lot of big moments. And yeah, I think you can give guys some confidence with showing your belief, but ultimately you have to have your self-talk and your ability to really lock in on what you do with how you approach things when they go well and how they don't go well for you. I think that goes a long way. And I think, you know, who you listen to, who you surround yourself with, if you're around positive people that, you know, are giving you good, you know, focused points, then you're probably going to think positively. If you're around people that are going to complain and, you know, make excuses for you, then you're probably going to think through that lens. And so, you know, who you listen to and who you're around and all those things, I think, play a part of how you get guys to kind of continue to move that direction.
Communication is always important on any sports team and any organization, at any church or nonprofit group or whatever kind of a group you've got. Communication is really critical to that. And we talked about at the beginning of the season about who were going to be the communicators on this team besides Carson Gould. Are situations like we've had here the last couple of weeks, does that fall into the communication chasm a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, I think Luke Ayer's done a good job of kind of stepping into some of those pockets. Carson definitely has grown in that area. You know, but I think also leadership is, you know, layered in a lot of things. And in order to be a leader, you got to have followers. You got to have followership. And that's where I think we're very neutral right now, is guys will do what they're asked to do, but their willingness to follow with the intent of adding value, I think, is where we're not really getting what I think we need production-wise. And so you don't have to be an all-star. You don't have to be a starter. You don't even have to be a varsity player. But your followership and how you're following guys like Carson and Luke and Drew needs to be impactful. It needs to be felt. It needs to be consistent. And so I think that's the part where guys have to challenge themselves. I think a lot of times you get comfortable in you know, it's safe here, and I feel good here. And to grow, you've got to get outside of that. And it doesn't always mean and result in wins, but there's definitely an energy that comes with that that I think our guys have to expand on. And the communication piece of that is at the forefront, because it's not just holding guys accountable when things aren't going well. It's communicating in what does go well. And I think we do a good job of that. I think our staff is reinforcing that. I think some of our players do that. But there just has to continue to be growth in those areas as we go through hard things, because I think it will stick eventually.
One of the other things I wanted to bring up today, talking about leadership, is one of the hardest things about being a leader, again, whether you're it's being a husband or a dad or a point guard on a basketball team or a center on a basketball team or the quarterback in a football team, is knowing where the line is between doing too much and not doing enough and being too passive. And you've got some guys that in the last couple of games have forced up shots in traffic, not necessarily in their comfort zone, not necessarily what they're good at, trying to get the team going. How do you teach guys where that path is? It's a very narrow path.
It is, and I believe sometimes that when those things are, you know, everybody's going to go through ebbs and flows, you know, and I think, you know, Luke's in one right now. Brand has been in one at some point. Carson started the year in one, and part of your job when you're in those is to kind of lean into the things that make us better. And what I mean by that is just you become hyper-focused on screening and spacing and pivoting and passing the ball and just all the things that just connect the dots that, you know, they may not add up in terms of output, but I think you can rely on falling into a space where you understand the execution of how you do things becomes very high. And as you do those things, ultimately then we become better. I think back last, you know, against the Mishawaka, we're coming down in transition and, you know, we're down to, we run a play. We've not run it much this year, and we put Robbie Finlinson at the block, and he sets a back screen on Luke Jaeger, and we get a wide open layup, right? You know, that play is for Luke Jaeger, and Robbie Finlinson at that time, you know, he sat in the second half of the Elkhart game. I didn't start him he could have been in his feelings about I'm not getting mine or coaches, you know, messing me over, and he sets an unbelievable screen to give us a chance to tie the game and go get the win. And it's things like that where if it's not going well for you, you've got to find a way to help somebody else through their situation. And that's where I think our guys have to kind of expand what they're looking at. I think it's easy to look inward when things aren't going well for you. But when you start to look outward of serving others and finding ways to sharpen somebody else, you're going to get that in return as well. And I think that's where, in the time we have left, all of our guys have to find how they can serve their teammates and help them compete better and be better followers of one another, because I think ultimately it will come back around to them.
You got Chesterton on the road today, another tough road trip against a team who, when you look at their record, it's not impressive, but they've won 10 games and they are coming off a huge conference overtime win on Thursday against Michigan City.
Yeah, I mean, they're really good. It's hard to look at records at this point because, you know, I like picking teams up that are well coached, and they're one of the best teams on our schedule year in and year out with who they have coaching them. He's tough. He's organized. His guys compete. They play really hard. And I just think that for us to go up there, it's going to be a difficult challenge. But I also think that we have some of that toughness, too. I think our guys are built. Obviously, we've been in a ton of games this year where they're close. And, you know, you can say that, you know, you look at that on one coin and go, well, you never blow anybody out. Well, I mean, for the most part, we don't get blown out. And so our guys are composed. They compete. And this is another element where you're going to have to go up there. They've got two elite players at the wing position and the post position. That we're going to have to face and figure out how we can guard on a short turnaround. And that kind of simulates maybe a Tuesday to Friday or a Friday to Saturday in the tournament. So it's going to be a big task. It's an afternoon game. I hope our guys can find a way to bounce back emotionally and mentally from a tough loss. But if they're the group that I hope that they are, that they'll be willing to do that and come with some excitement to go up there and take the challenge on against Chesterton.
And your bench is going to have to be important here, because from Thursday night to next Saturday, you've got five games. Those top six or seven guys are going to need some help.
Yeah, and they're games that are all very different and challenging. You got the Mishawaka game, then you come back with a Chesterton game with two junior all-stars. You have Marion at home, who is extremely talented. You got your rival Plymouth at home, honoring the 84 state championship team that night, so a lot of expectation there. And then on the back end, you got a Westfield team that people probably don't know a lot about, but they're talented and they got some pieces. And like you said, it's that fifth game on the back end. So, just the mental and emotional focus of the entire group, of what they can bring to the table. And, you know, we're going to challenge some other guys, give them some opportunity. Our JV team, I feel like Grady Nelson has done a good job of kind of evolving himself. Jaron Courtois, another guy, and then Reed Nelson. Those three guys are going to maybe get a chance to dress some varsity and see if they might not be able to add some value in the next five games.
Okay, we'll see you then.
Thank you.
That's Matt Moore of the Warsaw Tigers here on Tiger Talk on News Now Warsaw. When we come back, we'll run through the scores and schedules for the other teams at Warsaw next on News Now Warsaw.
Bad wreck, bad wreck. Oh, what you gonna do? Oh, what you gonna do? Call the boys in blue. Car stalls won't start. Oh, what you gonna do? Oh, what you gonna do? Call the boys in blue. I reckon any state and need the best rates. Take the next step. Call Riker Dinep. Go with the guys who got the best tools. If you get in a wreck, they'll come and get you. Bad wreck, bad wreck. Oh, what you wanna do? Call Riker Dinep to come and get you.
Remember, when you get in a wreck,
call Riker Dinep.
Honey, my car needs windshield wipers. Can you fix them up?
Nah, we'll just get a new car. Throw it in the backyard with the rest of them.
Sometimes it's obvious when you should replace just a part. Like if your windows have condensation between the panes, you may not need to replace the whole window. The specialists at Glass Doctor can install new insulated glass in your existing frames for less than you might think. Save money and restore your window's appearance. Visit glassdoctor.com.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint.
Oh yeah!
This is Dr. Steve Holler, former Warsaw Tiger basketball player. Holler Dental Group is a three-generation, locally owned dental practice. We are located in front of Edgewood Middle School and have been helping Tiger fans for almost 60 years. We have a highly trained and talented doctor team and a caring staff that all live, work, and play in this community. Check us out for a second opinion or a new patient visit at hollerdentalgroup.com. Rip them up, tear them up. Go Tigers.
Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, continues with a look at the scores and schedules for all the teams at Warsaw Community High School. It's Tiger Sports Diary on News Now Warsaw.
Before we go any farther, I want to say a special thank you to the people at Warsaw Donut Shop down on South Buffalo Street in Warsaw. As always, they supply the donuts for the coaches. They did not need to supply donuts for coaches today because the coaches were not in the studio with us, but when they are, they supply donuts for us, and we thank them very much for their support of what we do here on Tiger Talk just about every Saturday of the whole calendar year. Let's start with the wrestling team as we look back at the week and look ahead at what's coming. The Tiger wrestling team competed in the state tournament series sponsored by the IHSAA. They were in the sectional at Plymouth last Saturday. Warsaw finished third overall. Rochester and Plymouth finished ahead of them, but nine wrestlers advanced to the regional at Penn today. There were three championship performances, Bryce McNeese, Elias Garza, and Aaron Ross. McNeese drew a forfeit in the opening round, then hammered home a pair of pins in the first period to win the 113-pound bracket. At 120, Garza put together two solid matches that ended in pins to make it to the finals. He earned the championship with an 8-3 decision that he basically was in control of from the start. Ross then pinned his way into the semifinals at 157. After an opening lead in the semifinals, the matches end via medical forfeit and pushed him into the final. An early takedown and an immediate reversal, and Ross was cruising to the championship with a 7-2 decision. Cameron Kaufman was also a finalist for the Tigers. At 215 pounds, he pinned his way into the finals before losing in the championship. Third-place finishers for Warsaw were Isaiah Martinez, Gabe Veit, and Danny Moon. Moon at 150, Martinez at 126, both won by pin in three of their matches, losing only in the semifinals.
Veit picked up a pin early in the day, worked his way to grind out a couple more decisions at 132, advancing as fourth place finishers Donovan Frazier and Alex Vallejo. Both wrestlers came in seated outside the top four and picked up big wins to earn advancement. Frazier knocked off a higher seed by decision in the morning at 106, then pinned his way into the top four spots. Vallejo avenged the loss for the week before disrupting the 138-pound bracket. Chaos reigned with Vallejo winning. He, too, was a winner by pinfall and advanced to the top four. Four other Tiger wrestlers will serve as alternates. They finished fifth, so if anybody's hurt and can't compete, they would jump in there. That's Enrique Silva at 144, A.J. Smith at 165, Liam Smith at 175, and Beckham Boylan at 285, all finishing in fifth and all available today should something happen. The Boys Northern Lakes Conference Swim Finals were last Saturday at Concord in the 200 medley relay. Warsaw's team of Josh Warner, Kalen Swinehart, Griffin Brown, and Diego Manwaring finished in fifth. In the Boys 200 freestyle, Griffin Brown was sixth, Alex Bowers 11th, and Aiden Teo finished in 13th. In the 200 IM, Kalen Swinehart was 7th, Michael Webster 13th, and James Brady 15th. In the 50 free, Diego Manwaring was tied for 4th, Elijah Zog came in 8th. And Ethan Farrar was 14th. In the diving competition, Warsaw had 3 of the top 5. Ian Parrott, the sophomore, another terrific performance with a score in the semis of 318.35. And then in the finals, 442.05. The second-place finisher from Northwood finished with 358.40. So a tremendous performance by Ian. He wins the conference championship. Dallas Lancaster, with a score of 356.25, finished in third. Skyler Kretsch finished in fifth. Again, that's a sophomore, a senior, and another sophomore. Kretsch's score was 322.20. So you add all that up, and the boys' diving competition, Warsaw scored 50 points in that competition. So keep that in mind as we get down to the end, and we give you the point totals. In the 100 butterfly, Griffin Brown was fifth, Josh Warner was eighth, and Aiden Teo came in 12th. In the 100 freestyle, Diego Manwaring was eighth, Elijah Zog ninth, and Natias Nabia finished in 16th. In the 500 free, Alex Bowers was 7th, Jonah Potter 11th, and Logan Miller 15th. In the 200 freestyle relay, Warsaw's team of Griffin Brown, Elijah Zog, Kalen Swinehart, and Diego Manwaring came in 5th. In the backstroke, Josh Warner was 5th, Ethan Farrar 10th, Jonah Potter came in 12th. In the breaststroke, Kalen Swinehart was 6th, Michael Webster 9th, and James Brady was 13th. And in the 400 freestyle relay, Warsaw's team of Josh Warner, Alex Bowers, Ethan Farrar, and Elijah Zog came in 4th. Northridge won the championship with a score of 380. Concord was 2nd, 348. Wauwatosa finished 3rd, 347.5, so they lost out of 2nd place by 0.5 points. Warsaw right in there with a score of 328.5. They finish in 4th place. Thursday in the Tiger Pool, it was the sectional swim prelims. So the championships will be today, but the prelims were held on Thursday. For Warsaw in the 200 medley relay, Lucy Ray, Brooke Shimasaki, Anna Stevens, and Marissa Howitt came in 6th in the prelims. In the girls' 200 freestyle, Veronica Smith was 7th in the prelims, and Elizabeth Osborne was 9th. In the girls' 200 IM, Anna Stevens placed 3rd in the prelims. Haley Strange was 9th. She'll be in the B final. And Madison Nunez was 16th. She'll also be in the B final. In the girls' 50 free, Marissa Howitt with a good time, 25.58, about a half a second behind the top two finishers. And so she'll be in the A final today in the number three spot in the pool. Ariel Strange and Lucy Ray will be in the B final. Also in the girls' 100 butterfly, Brooke Shimasaki was fastest for Warsaw. She finished in 3rd, so she'll be in the middle of the pool today. Claire Corson will be in the B final. She came in 10th. In the 100 freestyle, Marissa Howitt was second and Ariel Strange was seventh. They'll both be in the fast heat today in the championship. And Veronica Smith came in 11th in the prelims. In the 500 freestyle, Marissa has two in the top eight. Actually, I had two in the top four, with Elizabeth Joselis finishing in third and Elizabeth Vanderbee coming in fourth. And Elizabeth Osborne finished in 11th. So it was a good race to be in Elizabeth, as Warsaw had three of the top 11. In the girls 200 freestyle relay, Warsaw's team of Veronica Smith, Ariel Strange, Anna Stevens, and Marissa Howitt was fastest in the pool in the sectional in the prelims with a time of 147.47, a little over 2 seconds faster than the team from Culver Academy, who will be their main rival today. In the 100 backstroke, Brooke Shimasaki came in second in the prelims. Claire Corson was fastest in the B final. She finished ninth in the prelims. In the 100 breaststroke, Anna Stevens was eighth for Warsaw in the prelims. Haley Strange was 11th, Lucy Ray 15th. They'll all compete today. And in the 400 freestyle relay, Warsaw's team of Ariel Strange, Elizabeth Vanderbee, Veronica Smith, and Elizabeth Joselis came in third. The freshman boys basketball team was a winner over Mishawaka in a thriller on Monday, 52-46. That game went to overtime. Grady Nelson had 25 points, including a layup off an inbounds pass, which is just a couple of seconds ago in regulation, to send that game to overtime. That brings us up to the current. And we start with the sectional swim meet at the Tiger Pool. That is already underway. And the winners will go on to the state finals coming up next weekend. The wrestling team is at the Penn Regional today. Nine Tigers advancing from last week to today's regional at the Palace at Al Roads Kingsman Court. The gymnastics team is at Lakeland for an invitational starting at 11 o'clock this morning. And the boys basketball teams, all of them, freshmen, JV, and varsity, are at Chesterton today. That is at 1 o'clock our time for the freshmen and the JV. Varsity will follow in the main gym after the JV game. We'll have the JV and the varsity starting at 1 o'clock on the air, 12:55 on News Now Warsaw. On Monday, the gymnastics team is at Huntington North at 6:30. On Tuesday, the boys basketball team is hosting Marion, and that will start at 6 o'clock, and the varsity will follow. And again, that's at Lakeview Middle School. This is our throwback game for the year. Looking back on that magic night when Warsaw ended Marion's 40-game regular season win streak in front of an absolutely jam-packed old Tiger Den at Lakeview Middle School. So we will be reminiscing about that a little bit, and we'll have a special guest who will be sitting in the color commentator's chair, and we're looking forward to hearing that, and we're keeping it a secret till the very last second. So we're looking forward to that. Tuesday also gives you the Girls Diving Regional, and that will be at Penn starting at 6 o'clock. On Wednesday, the girls gymnastics team will be in a three-way meet against Logan Sport and Plymouth, and that will be at Warsaw. That will be at the location on Parker Street starting at 6:30. Thursday is the first round of the eight-team NLC Boys Freshman Basketball Tournament. The boys will be at Mishawaka on Thursday at 6 o'clock. On Friday, then, will be the first day of the girls state swimming and diving championships down at the Natatorium in Indianapolis. And on Friday, great rivalry between Warsaw and Plymouth will be renewed. The JV game begins at 6:15. Our coverage begins at 6:10 on News Now Warsaw. Then next Saturday, you have the semifinals and the finals of the boys' freshman basketball tournament. That will be in the Tiger Den and the Career Center gym. The swimming and diving state finals for the girls' day two. The wrestling semi-state will be at East Chicago next Saturday. The gymnastics team is at Angola for an invitational next week. And the boys have another game. They have three games this week, and this coming week anyway. And that will be against Westville, who's having a pretty decent year. Now, that's if you're like, where's Westville? You know where Westville is. If you turn right at the Burger King there on US 30, right before you get to Valparaiso, Westville is where the state prison's at. And so those guys are coming down here next Saturday to take on our Tigers starting at 6:15 on News Now Warsaw. That catches you up. We'll come back and finish things up here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
You know why to go to R&B Car Company, right? 90 days till your first payment, $3,500 minimum for your trade. And with locations in South Bend, Warsaw, and now Fort Wayne, you need to find out why we are where you ought to be. Because financing available with any kind of credit, we got banks that cater to everyone. No matter the need, from compacts to big honking diesels, fast and friendly service, and the best deal bottom line. So shop now and get pre-approved at rbcarcompany.com.
And now, for a final thought on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, here's Roger.
I hope you heard in Lenny Krebs' voice how stressful this season has been for him and the coaching staff, trying to manage expectations and keep everything pointed in the right direction. You have one of your starters not come out, one of your starters moves to a different school, one, of course, graduated. You thought you were going to have four starters back. You ended up with only two. And you have an injury to one of your young sophomore starters right off the bat at the beginning of the season, the third game in. And it just was very difficult. And it felt like it was a hard time getting any momentum going in the season. But the girls did find that traction after the end of the 2023 portion of the season. Had a really good finish to it, and hopefully that'll be a springboard the next season, which should be really exciting. These girls now with another year underneath their belts of experience, and they will be hosting the sectional next February. So that's going to be really exciting. We're looking forward to having that all here in Warsaw this year. Thanks to Matt Moore as well for joining us. We'll talk to him getting ready for the game this afternoon as the Tigers take on Chesterton. Again, pregame coverage begins at 12:55. Good luck to the swimmers. Good luck to the wrestlers. Good luck to the gymnasts who are all competing today. I'm Roger Grossman. Thanks for listening. And again, thanks to R&B Car Company and the Warsaw Donut Shop for sponsoring what we do here each and every Saturday. Have a great weekend, everyone. We'll talk to you at 12:55.
You've been listening to Tiger Talk on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM and 1480 AM. For more on Tiger Sports, log on to newsnowwarsaw.com and warsaw-tigers.com. Follow Roger Grossman on Twitter at RogerGrossman1. Tiger Talk is a presentation of News Now Warsaw, a member of Kensington Digital Media of Indiana.